This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Of course, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus, I'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card to Cracker Barrel Restaurants. And joining us in studio, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus from Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Great, Sean. Good to see you back.
Great to see both of you. CJ, how's your morning?
I'm doing well.
So far, so good. One of the really cool things that we started doing, you guys said, hey, about a month ago, we should probably let people know about the previous week's Klaus Quiz Question. Let's talk about last week's quiz question of the week. You guys are going to get me, aren't you?
Exactly.
What was last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and the answer?
Yes. Yeah, so last week we discussed about the retirement plans offered by your employer. So in a 2014 study conducted by the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, we asked what percentage of private sector employees actually participated in a retirement plan offered by their employer. So the actual answer was only 48% participated in one. Actually, 65% had access to one, but only 48% participated in them. So that was last week's question.
That's got to make you guys crazy. Because I hear it, and just from knowing you guys, I'm going, what is wrong with people? Come on.
Well, you've been lying to us. You said you've been participating forever, right?
Yeah, exactly. Malia Cuevas, CJ Klaus joining us from Klaus Financial. If you have questions, love to answer them for you right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Today, we're going to be talking about some of the considerations on when to collect Social Security. And that's one of those, that's a big question, not as simple as I think for some of us who may be quite a few years off from retirement. It's a much bigger question than we might think.
Yeah, so it seems as though we drift back to this topic about once a month, once every couple of months, and it's intentional. And it's intentional because Social Security impacts every American, at least tax-paying Americans. So there's all kinds of questions that come up. As a matter of fact, I just met with a couple yesterday, and she was asking a question that I think is pertinent on this show as it pertains to Social Security. And it was, hey, I want to retire at 65 and a half. Her full retirement age was 66. But in that retirement at 65 and a half, she was going to be midway through the year or about into like April and would have earned more than the maximum amount allowed, which is about 16,000. And so she was just concerned, am I going to therefore get docked? And so, by the way, the answer to her question was no because of the way in which she was going to pull it. But Social Security, there's so many complexities. So let's start with some facts. Fact number one, the earliest you become eligible for Social Security is age 62 on your own benefit. You can become eligible earlier for Social Security if you're a widow. You can draw as early as 60. Or if you qualify for Social Security disability income, you can qualify much earlier than that. But typically, the average American who is not disabled and who is not a widow will become eligible at 62. That is what's called, though, the early retirement age. And so, therefore, you're getting a reduced benefit. And furthermore, for every year you wait, it grows by about 7.5% to 8%. Up until the age of 70. And then we call that growth rate, by the way, the delayed retirement credit. So between 62 and 70, however, every American also has something called their full retirement age, which is somewhere between 66 and 67 for everybody, depending upon when they were born. And the full retirement age just has to deal with whether or not you can be earning an income while simultaneously drawing Social Security. So you have to remember, if you draw before your full retirement age, which is listed on your Social Security statement, you can only earn, as of 2017, about 16 grand a year before they actually start taking back your Social Security pay. So put it simply, you don't generally want to draw Social Security if you're going to be, I'm sorry, you don't generally want to draw Social Security before your full retirement age if you're going to be earning a significant wage. Once your full retirement age, however, you could earn $1 million a year and it'd have no impact on your benefit.
Very interesting. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have retirement questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Telephone number for Kloss Financial office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And their excellent website, which is klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information there. And there's another, as we're talking Social Security, there's another really helpful website available to people when it comes to understanding Social Security.
Yes, and again, we repeat this at least monthly. Is the website's www.ssa.gov. That would be the Social Security Administration website. And if you go on there regularly, which we do, it actually, their coming of age is actually a little more user-friendly, answering a lot of questions that you may be curious about. So I definitely recommend people go to ssa.gov. So I just want to back up for a second. As CJ pointed out, full retirement age for people, you can look at that if you create your own account on ssa.gov, find out when that date is. And so there, as he said, there's a difference between your full retirement age and taking it as early as 62. So if you were born between 43 and 1954, your full retirement age is age 66. So I know our listeners are thinking, where do they fall into this if they haven't looked it up? And for those born between 1955 and 59, you're looking at age 66 plus a few months, depending on when you were born. And after 1960, at this point, it's age 67. So you can mark those on your calendar and start planning ahead.
Excellent. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions, give us a call, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. As we talk about full retirement age and where your benefits are, kind of a breakdown there, and I know, CJ, you brought a little bit of this up as well. What about as far as getting signed up for benefits before you reach that full retirement age?
Yeah, so signing up is another important piece. You know, you first need to determine with your financial advisor, when should I draw? Once you've determined when you should draw, then you have to determine how long before the date that I want to draw do I get signed up, which is typically about 60 to 90 days in advance of when you want to actually start your benefits. So a lot of times people come into our office and say, I just retired yesterday, and now I want Social Security to start next week.
Yeah.
And I go, that's not going to happen. This is the big behemoth Social Security. They don't move that quickly. And then of course, sometimes if people haven't planned appropriately, they start freaking out and go, well, they need to pay me my money, yada, yada, yada. Just remember, pre-plan, start about 60 to 90 days in advance. And an interesting fact to note that's based on a study from 2013, the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. At least 60% of retirees sign up for benefits before reaching their full retirement age. Again, at least 60%. Which is kind of interesting. I think a lot of them, by the way, shouldn't be, because they're probably getting dinged off their earnings. But an interesting fact.
That's the fact.
Yeah.
321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. As a matter of fact, Judy gave us a call. Judy, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial. Hello, Judy. Welcome to the show. Like Judy's getting some coaching.
Yeah, Judy, can you hear us?
Oh, yes.
Welcome.
I'm sorry. Like I said before, I've been on Social Security since I was 67 years old, and I've been working since. I'm 75, and I'm making more money, and I'm paying more into Social Security. Shouldn't my benefits rise?
Yes, they do. So this gets into a benefit calculation. Thanks for the question, Judy. This is actually a big question, and it has a lot of complexity, so I'll try to be quick and clear on this. So the way in which your benefit is calculated is based upon your highest 35 years of wages, okay? So if you draw, the delayed retirement credits of 7.5% to 8% end. So at 67, when you started drawing, those DRCs ended. However, you're still earning an income, which if any of those earned incomes are higher than any of the prior 35-year averages that you have, it will therefore bump up your benefit above and beyond what they call the inflation adjustment. Okay, so you could possibly have a 2 to 3%, well, let's just call it whatever it is, 1.5 to 2% rise in your benefit over the course of a year, whereas your counterparts who are not working might only get a 0.03% rise. So yes, to answer your question, you are getting the benefit of those working years. And if they average to be a higher wage over the 35-year average that they look at, you will get a bump up.
So, okay. Because I've called in and they keep telling me my account is open.
Yeah, your account is open because you're still earning income.
Okay.
Yep.
But they didn't tell me any of this. So I appreciate your help.
Yeah,
thanks,
Judy.
Thank you very much, sir, and have a good day.
Judy, thank you so much for the call. And if you have any questions for our friends from Claus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Claus Financial Office's telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also, hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, have our Claus quiz question of the week. And don't forget, you can find Claus online at claussfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning in studio. If you have questions for them, they are our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. Give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget as well, you can find Claus Financial online, claussfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com, telephone number 442-5637. It's 442-5637. And Matt took the time to give us a call this morning. Matt, welcome to the program. You're on with Malia and CJ from Claus Financial.
Morning.
Morning, Matt.
I'm wondering, as a parent, at what point, or is it even possible for me to put money into a Roth or other tax-free investment for my children? So that they can, as all of us know, most of that money that comes from compounding happens near the end. So I'm trying to get them a jump. So by the time they reach retirement age, they're going to have significantly more than if they had to wait until they were late 20s or early 30s and had more disposable income.
Well, that is a great question, Matt, and I appreciate the call in. So what's interesting about a Roth IRA is there are no age limits. You can open up a Roth IRA for your child as long as they have earned income. So that's the big kicker here. Most of our kids have birthday gifts and they have babysitting money and so forth. As soon as they have actual earned income, then you can open them up a Roth IRA. And I totally agree. The sooner the better. My daughter was, I think, 13, giving violin lessons, starting to earn an income, and we opened up a Roth IRA for her. So as you said, the value of compounding, the sooner we can do that, the better off our kids are going to be. Now, we don't want them retiring before we do, so slow down. A little bit, okay? But great question. Thanks for the call today.
Matt, thank you so much. And that is interesting. And what about kids that aren't working? Are there some options? It seems so weird. Let's say the kid's not in the working world. Are there any type of options there to start planning, or are we still kind of holding off? I know with the IRA, that individual part does kind of probably make things a little more complicated.
Yeah, so real quickly, you can save into things that are not retirement accounts, okay, right? So you can put money into an after-tax account, and there's no income limitations on that. And parents can put money into an account for a minor into what's called a UTMA account or a UGMA account. So there are ways to get money into an account for a minor that's not a retirement account. But I will just hone in what Malia said. I think one of the most valuable type of accounts to begin with your kids is to say, hey, son, hey, daughter, go mow the lawn for the neighbors. Let's earn some income and dump money into a Roth IRA. Very powerful.
Up to $5,500 per year. Yeah. So that's a wonderful beginning.
Very powerful.
Great advice as always. Malia and CJ joining us this morning in studio. If you have a question, give us a call now. 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. Let's go now to Gary. Gary, welcome to Money in Motion with Claus Financial. You're on the air with CJ and Malia.
Good morning.
Morning.
I heard you mention earlier about the drawing Social Security early and the penalty if you exceed a certain income level.
Yep.
one, I wasn't clear on what that income level is, and I'm assuming any type of income is considered that. For instance, if you draw a defined benefit retirement plan, that's considered taxable income.
Yeah, great question, Gary. This is one we get all the time. So to answer your second question first, what is qualified as income? The answer is no. Pension income is not deemed as part of that kind of calculation. It's only, you know, earned income. So W-2 wages, 1099s, things like that. And so then what is the dollar amount? And again, to clarify this for the listeners, it's between the ages of 62 and your full retirement age. That's when your income is limited against drawing Social Security, meaning if you earn over this limit that I'm about to tell you, you start getting benefits pulled away from you at Social Security. So the dollar amount is $16,920 per year for the year 2017.
And that's for the individual then? Like, if you're married and filed jointly, that doesn't matter.
That's correct.
The individual.
That's correct. It's all Social Security driven. Yep.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if you have itemized deductions or not. It's strictly off your W-2 wages, like you said.
Well, so now I'm going to stop. what I'll say is now ask your accountant for further clarification. So my understanding is yes to what you just said, but clarify all of this with your accountant.
Gary,
thanks, Gary.
Great question.
One last thing.
Yeah.
On your last caller, did you say for starting an IRA Roth for your children, I can, as long as they have earned income, a parent can contribute to their IRA Roth?
No, it's off of the child's earned income. And so it's a Roth IRA in the name of the child, right? But you're just helping them set it up because
Correct.
They probably don't know how to, right? But no, you're not putting your money into it. You're taking their earned income. Now, the IRS doesn't care if you pull it out of a sock in your drawer and put it
right.
in there. You just have to have earned income to offset it for the child.
So if they only made $1,000 worth of earned income, you can't put $5,500.
Bingo. Correct. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks, Gary.
Gary, great question. If you have a question for our friends from Kloss Financial, love to answer it for you right now. 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget to find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number at the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ, as well as take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And joined in studio this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. That's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Hold on to that number. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we will have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. And anytime we talk Social Security, the phones do tend to blow up. And joining us now is Bob. Bob, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial.
Good morning. I'm wondering if your guests would have any comments on the use of municipal bonds, which are usually tax-free, federal at least, sometimes double tax-free, in retirement portfolios.
Yeah, great question, Bob. So you lined it out well. I hope that our listeners heard what you said. So municipal bonds can be attractive because of their tax-free nature on the federal side. And as you mentioned, if they're specific to your state, sometimes they can be state income tax exempt as well. So because of that, they become somewhat popular when people get more money and they're closer to retirement. However, here is the big important factor to be aware of. Tax-free growth doesn't help you inside of a pre-tax retirement account or Roth IRA. Let me repeat that. It doesn't help you inside of a pre-tax retirement account or Roth IRA, which is tax-free growth, because the nature of the account that you have already provides the deferral of taxation. And when you remove the money from the IRA, it is income taxable. Whether it was a municipal bond, a corporate bond, or any other type of investment thereafter. So putting municipal bonds into retirement accounts makes no sense to me. However, putting municipal bonds into after-tax taxable brokerage accounts makes a ton of sense to me. Because as most people know, for your after-tax investments, a joint account, individual account, a trust account, as it grows, you get a 1099 at the end of the year, having to pay taxes whether you use the money or not. So it is in the after-tax bucket where municipal bonds make a lot of sense.
Bob, fantastic question, and thanks for the call. And that just about does it for callers this morning. Don't forget, though, we do this each and every Thursday. If you have a question right now and you didn't get through, don't forget, give us a call right away Thursday morning at 8 a.m. We'll get you on the air. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number because in just a moment, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. A lot of great information there. Also mention another website on the show today, which is ssa.gov. Great resource for Social Security as well. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's fantastic prize. It was a fabulous and fantastic all-in-one. It's a $25 gift card.
Really good.
To Cracker Barrel Restaurants. It is very, very good. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Based on data from the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, in 2013, what percentage of retirees sign up for Social Security benefits before reaching their full retirement age? Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card. Don't forget that number as well. Set up an appointment at Kloss. Doesn't cost anything for that initial kick of the tires. They'd love to get to know you at Kloss. Again, the number 442-5637 and online, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.